39 degrees at 8:57. Time to check on commodity markets with Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, Kristen. We're seeing lower prices here again today as the grain markets continue to fall, the outside markets lower. As you heard earlier there, the stock market, equity markets continue to be sharply lower here this morning. Crude oil lower as well, unleaded gasoline lower, gold lower. So corn and soybeans, no exception there as they continue to follow those markets. Lower continues to be a risk-off type atmosphere here where the path of least resistance continues to be on the downside here. Some growing concern maybe about demand here as we continue to move forward. Obviously, lower energy prices still have some connection to corn and soybeans as there is a portion of their demand tied up in the biofuel industries. And lower energy prices doesn't necessarily bode well for an already struggling ethanol market. So still some concern there is what that could mean here over the next few weeks. Producer continues to show a general lack of interest in really chasing this market lower, just not seeing much in terms of any cash sales. So spreads continue to be somewhat tight here. Here in a few instances where corn base is backing off a few spots, mostly ethanol plants, as they continue to be concerned about margins. On tap today, export inspections will be out here later this morning. We'll also have NOPA crush out here around 11 a.m. Central Time, looking for about 165 million bushels NOPA crush for February. That would be a record. So the crush industry continues to perform pretty well here over the last few months. Brazil is just shy of 63% done with bean harvest. That compares to just about that same on the five-year average, so running close to average here. But in terms of prices, real quick, we got May corn at 358 and three quarters, down 7. July corn at 361 and three quarters, down 6 and three quarters. These corn at 368 and a half, down 4 and one half. May soybeans 841, down 7 and three quarters. July soybeans 849 and a quarter, down 6 and three quarters. November soybeans at 858 and three quarters, down 5 and three quarters. May wheat, Chicago 496 and a half, that's down 9 and one half. Livestock markets continues to be sharply lower here. April cattle 91.07, down the $4.50 limit. June down the 450 limit as well at 85.25. April feeders down the 450 limit at 108.10. May hogs at 58.30 at down 440, so just off the limit there. So commodity markets in general continue to be lower here, following the outside markets. That looks to be the case here as we continue to get our direction from equity markets and energy markets here, at least to start the early week here, Kristen.
All right, Aaron, thanks so much for that update. That's Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's take a quick check of current conditions from the National Weather Service. 36 at the University of Illinois Willard Airport, 35 with light rain in Bloomington Normal, 39 in Decatur, 38 in Charleston, Mattoon, 35 in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says, for today, cloudy with a chance of rain showers and a high of 45 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is next. It's 9:01.